Well, Dave, it's got to be very exciting times for everybody here at Bolingbrook Golf Club, the Kemper Sports people, and everyone involved with the community to get an event like Live Golf here to Bolingbrook.
Absolutely. You know, and I think with the mayor and her excitement behind this, it's kind of created this whole possibility, and it'll be great for the community, great for the area, and obviously great for the golf club.
Mm-hmm. Dave, I got to ask you, where were you in 1992 when this all started? And Mayor Emeritus Roger Clare welcomed all of us here to see a brand new golf course and a brand new clubhouse.
I was graduating high school and just starting college. But it's amazing what it's become. We're all very proud.
Mm-hmm. How many years have you been here?
I'm in my 10th year right now. So it's been a fun ride, seen a handful of changes, and certainly this is a pinnacle right now. It's great.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell us a little bit about the golf course. I know you are a public facility, so people can come out and play, but maybe Everybody hasn't made it out here. Maybe they've never been here. What are they in store for if they come out to watch these guys?
I think what they're going to notice is the golf course is more of a links-style golf course. It's an Arthur Hills design, so a lot of rolling hills throughout the golf course, a lot of elevated greens. We have 5 tee boxes that makes it playable for all levels of individuals. And I think if the wind blows, they're going to see some guys from the LIV Tour having to make some decisions on how to play the golf course. And I think they'll see some great scores if the wind's not blowing, because these guys are obviously very, very good golfers. So we're excited to see how that unfolds and what happens when the tournament time comes.
Well, I know you do have an island green, and island greens on the PGA Tour and the LIV Golf Tour, regardless of the professional tour, they generate a lot of excitement for the fans.
Absolutely. That's our signature hole, the 15th hole, is one that everyone, when they come out, they do look forward to it, and can play anywhere from about 180 yards up down to 65 yards from our forward tee. And so it's very exciting. It's a neat hole. A lot of pictures taken on that golf hole for sure. And weddings enjoy themselves out there for photos. And we're excited. Yeah, we're looking forward to it.
Is there any particular player on the LIV Golf Tour you're anxious to see come out here and see what kind of a number they can post?
I'd like to see... I'm kind of excited to see Bubba Watson and see what kind of lines he takes with shots that he's hitting and things like that.
You're a left-handed golfer then.
I am not, but I can appreciate it for sure. Obviously John Rahm's going to be amazing to watch him play this golf course. And there's so many, it's amazing how deep that field is getting now. And with all those great players, Dustin Johnson, it'll be fun to see him. And with how they play this with the length that they have available in their bags. You know, sometimes it's not all about bombing it, but they're pretty good.
Yep. Well, Dave, let me ask you this. Now, your tournament is September 13 to 15, but as always with any of these professional events, regardless of which tour or top amateur events, there's usually sort of a shutdown phase in advance of the tournament. How long are golfers going to be able to come out and play this course or have access to it? Or maybe they'll be able to play it, but they won't be able to use carts. So what's the plan for kind of closing it down as you get closer to championship week?
Right now, the only situation that we're in is looking like right up until the Saturday, the 7th, I believe that is, or Sunday, the 8th. That's kind of the talking point right now to close it down. So right up to that week prior, the players will be able to come out, see the stands, see the conditions that the LIV Tour players will be seeing when they're out here. Outside of that, there's nothing too defined at this moment. Certainly those talks are underway, and we've got meetings are planned, and we're going to get all that squared away, but not too much of a interruption right now.
Yeah. Dave, did you get out to Rich Harvest Farms the last couple of years to kind of get a feel for what LIV Golf is?
I did. I went last year, and it was really an enjoyable time. I mean, there was the love of the music and the atmospheric, the relaxed nature, I suppose, that it feels like. I thought the general admission tickets were great because they had a nice little fan thing set up for, with a couple areas where you could get refreshments if you wanted, but you could also see multiple holes. So really, really a great experience. Easy in, easy out, all that fun things that come along with it that no issues.
Well, the one thing, if there was maybe a concern out at Rich Harvest. It's obviously spread out over so much land. Some people said, oh my gosh, it's such a far walk to here. I believe your layout will be a little tighter. People might be able to get from hole to hole a little faster than they did at Rich Harvest Farms.
Absolutely, and that's part of the discussions that we've been having about where bleachers are going to go, how to move people around the golf course. What's nice is you can do, basically when you walk down the middle of our course, you can see a hole on either side. So that's covering a lot of ground there. And then once you get across our ponds, you can see the same thing coming back. So we're expecting viewing to be really, really accessible and easy to kind of maneuver around the golf course.
All right, Dave Thompson, Director of Golf, Bolingbrook Golf Club. Thanks for joining us.